This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Happy Tuesday. Dan Patrick Show here, Fox Sports Radio. He's Kelvin Washington. I'm Jonas Knox in for Dan Patrick and the guys. You can obviously listen to this show as always on the iHeartRadio app. And if you are listening or taking part on one of our hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates all across the country, we appreciate you doing so. The NBA playoffs. I don't know. Would you consider this the playoffs starting later tonight?
Yeah, they gotta figure this out, Jonas, because like something. You read and it's like the NBA playoffs are here.
Yeah.
Well, sort of playing playoff play. Some they're playing. It's like, all right, what are we doing here? So I guess because technically it is post regular season.
Yeah, that's true.
But I remember their first year doing this, they were saying technically, like, the for instance, statistics and things like that, they will not count for playoffs. This will just literally be considered play-in. They got to figure this that part of it out.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's either it's post-season or it's not. You know what I mean? It can't be, like, post-season-ish, post-season-light. So they got to figure that out. I think they need to just consider it postseason.
So we've got the Hawks and the Heat coming up later on tonight. I think everybody looks at that. That's the 7-8 matchup in the East. And then you've got the T-Wolves and the Lakers, the 7-8 matchup in the West. Obviously, the situation for the Atlanta Hawks with Trae Young, there's been some speculation that he could be gone and dealt in the offseason, that things are just not going well there. We talked about that earlier. Also talked about the Timberwolves and the Lakers being one of the scariest teams in the Western Conference, them and Phoenix probably high atop that list. And then the Minnesota Timberwolves, who just decided, you know, last game of the year, let's just start hitting things. You know, why not? Teammates, walls.
Everything but shots.
Yeah, like, let's just go ahead, you know, and just start punching things. I haven't even gotten enough guts or courage to reach out and ask one of our bosses here, Scott Shapiro. He's Mr. Minnesota through and through. I have not gotten the courage to reach out and ask him whether or not he will be partaking that game in person. Later on tonight.
That's an interesting point.
Because, I mean, that doesn't feel like it's going to go all that well for Minnesota. But that is your 7-8 matchup. And then you've obviously got the matchups coming up tomorrow, which are the 9-10. So the way this works, the loser of the 7-8 matchup will be playing the winner of the 9-10 matchup. So in the East, that's the Bulls and the Raptors. And then in the West, you've got the Thunder and the Pelicans. There's a lot going on there. It's very confusing. A lot of movement. A lot of things that are happening all over the place when it comes to the NBA. And this is what I would like to throw out. Just an idea. All right, it's a little bit of a throwback, and you tell me where this lands for you, Kelvin Washington. Mm-hmm. And I want to preface this by saying I acknowledge there's zero chance of this actually happening, but if you're the NBA, you need to bring back the five-game series to start off the opening round. You got to bring back the five-game series. I know you don't want to lose playoff games. I know nobody wants to give up that revenue. I understand how much money's involved. I get all that, TV contracts, et cetera, but the way I look at it, the problem with the NBA playoffs and whatever the hell the play-in tournament is, you can keep that. It's a little rinky-dink to me. It feels a little gimmicky, but at least in the five-game, if you lost game one of the series, all of a sudden, things changed. Like, if a lower-seeded team, and we've seen an 8-seed beat a 1 in game one of the series, and it's like, oh, okay, yeah, they got one, but then you just blow them out the next four games. if all of a sudden you can create a sense of urgency and you don't have to go to a single game elimination like the NFL or like college basketball, but if you just created a little bit of a sense of urgency, I think you would impact how people would feel about the start of the NBA playoffs, whatever you consider that being, whether it's the play-in or the actual 1-8 matchups. I just think they need to bring back the 5-game series.
Well, a couple of things to add to that. I'm not even sure I like the 9-10. Let me phrase that. I don't like the 7th seed in a conference having to play in a play-in. I could understand if it were the top 7 teams go to the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
So it needs to be the 8-9 battle for 8 if you want to do that. Why am I the 7 team if you're the Golden State Warriors a couple years ago? They lost to the Lakers.
Yep.
Why do I have to, you know, now play an extra game and put myself through that? I fought hard to be a top 7 of the 8 teams.
Yeah.
So I've never been a fan of that. The play-in is fine. Again, it's cute, right? As you mentioned, gimmicky. You always try to add something. I think you should always in life, right? You try to add something fresh, new. Not mad at that, especially this is a business. Sometimes we forget that. But the idea that I'm the 7th seed of an out of 8, not even the last, and I could potentially be knocked out randomly in this play-in, I'm not a fan of that. I don't mind an 8-9 battling, or if 8-9-10 have to do some type of tournament, fine. That's just one thing there. Let me put that there. I get you. I'm down with the 5 games because it sent a sense of urgency, and it was early, and it felt like a build up momentum to where the series matter. I don't want to say they matter more and more. Obviously, you want to win every one.
Yeah.
But they start to get some more. You know, this is bigger because it's 7. Maybe you do 5-5, 7-7, and build that sense of urgency. But as they say, the toothpaste is out of the tube. Ain't no putting that back.
No.
Because when you get a bunch of billionaires, you know what a bunch of billionaires like more than anything? More billions. And so they are not going to want to lose games. It's the NFL adding games and, you know, doing all this. Like, you're making sense. And that's a problem, Jonas. Nobody makes sense. The only thing that matters is money. And so they're like, we ain't going back to that. But one thing that cures all is high, entertaining, great game. So if it ends up being the first round is a battle, if it's the Grizzlies and the Lakers are going at it in a 6-7 game amazing series, you know what I mean? We'll forget about it. We'll say, man, what a series that was.
Yeah, and I look at the NBA playoffs and I go, there's too many times you'll be watching a playoff game and a team will be down 15, 16 points and they're like, screw it. It's just one. You know, we got another 5 to play with. And it just ends up being a wipeout. And you see too many times there's this up and down swing of emotions. One team looks great and then they go on the road. And it's just like you almost get certain teams who are up 3-2 and they'll get to a game 6 and they'll get down early and just say, all right, everybody
we'll
just pull back.
Home.
We'll go to game 7. That to me just doesn't sit well. Like I and maybe we're just spoiled because we, you know, come off an NCAA tournament where you see crazy upsets and team making deep runs, especially this year. You had Florida Atlantic and no one seeds and all that. And so maybe we're a little bit spoiled in that regard. And I do acknowledge, look, in the NBA, which is different than every other sport almost, the best team wins every single time.
Yeah.
Because you gotta beat a team over and over and over again to where in the NFL, you can talk about, you know, just go back to the Super Bowl. We mentioned, you know, the Matt Stafford and the Detroit Rams winning a Super Bowl because you have now fallen back in love with the Detroit Lions. We've just learned that here on the show. So when you look at that, you go, all right, well, let's go back to that Super Bowl year. I mean, if we're going to be truthful about it, like Green Bay was the best team in the NFC all year. They had home field, but then they fell apart on special teams and couldn't get anything going on offense, and they lost to San Francisco. And that's why the Niners ended up at LA and why the Rams were hosting the NFC Championship game. Otherwise, if it was the best team, it would have been Green Bay. But in the NFL, because it's a one and done almost, or a one and done basically, when it comes to the postseason, you have that one bad game and it's over. In the NBA, you have a partial bad game and you're like, everybody sit down, we'll wait till next game. And that's never landed right. It just feels like there's too many swings of emotion during the course of a series.
Well, I mean, the thing I do like about it is you're looking at ultimately a team that you can say, well, yeah, they deserved it. I do like that, right? Where you don't say it was a fluke, aside from injuries, where you actually can say the best team won. You know, the Warriors were the best team, or hey, the Spurs that year were the best team, or Giannis a couple of years ago. So that, to me, at least I can walk away as a fan and say that I feel better that the best team won. That's not getting started in baseball, where it is super fluky. You're like, I don't know. What, the Royals? Where they come from? Like,
oh,
what the,
yeah, yeah.
Like, it, you know, baseball, you never know who's going to be. The best team last year was the Dodgers, right? And yeah, you're like, all right, they should. Here we go. They're, and then they're out early. And you're like, wait, they didn't even, like, get to the World Series.
Yeah, the wild
and
card,
lose.
All
yeah,
of that.
So at least with the NBA, I can at least say, to your point, it, as a fan, you can walk away, unless you're a fan of the team who lost in the finals, right? You're always going, man, we were right there. But for most of us, we can walk away and say the best team won. And I think that's kind of a good thing, where at least you can say, this is the model we made. We got the right players, the right coach, the right mix, the right unit. Everything worked, and we won. And but one thing I also love about the NBA finals, or the playoffs, they usually, you earn your stripes.
Yeah, you
you're
gotta the, go through
you're
the grind.
The Jordan, right? He had the hot, flashy thing. He's players putting up 63 against the Celtics in the playoffs. Yeah, but he didn't win a game. You know, he's the flight, got the great shoes. Yeah, but he's getting beat down by the Pistons.
Yeah, there it is.
You got to earn it, man.
That's
I
why.
Love.
Look at you. Detroit, stand up. That's a real Pistons fan there, Joel. He's not like you. You come and go.
Listen. Oh, that's is that your thing, Joel? The Pistons are
oh,
where
no,
you come
I ride
go?
With the Pistons.
Oh, no,
all
you
the
don't.
Way
come
through.
On, Joel.
We're in Bahamas right now, though. I mean, come on. What do you want? What do you want?
Man, we are big time. We have bought real estate in the Bahamas. But we might sell it, though. We got some young with Cade Cunningham. And
we want the 7-footer, though. We want the 7-foot ball.
Yeah. What is it? What we got? We got he got to get a nickname. Guantanamo Bay, Winnipeg, yeah. Winnebeg, what's his name?
Winnebago.
Winnebago.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Wanna play, though? That's his name. That man shot a three-pointer, missed it, and tip dunked it, y'all. I have never in my life seen that except
glide
me on my I can tyke whatever little kid rim for my daughters.
Oh, yeah. You got one of those?
Yeah. Well, I got a real rim, too. Because my little six-year-old, we might be going some places. I prefer tennis. But, yeah, she's one of those people. Remember I said Bryce Young earlier when you just look and you go, oh, they got it?
Yeah.
Shout out to Lil' Kenny, my
there
baby.
You go.
When you look, I'm like, oh, yeah. She, are you a father?
Yeah.
Okay, then you get this. It's the funniest thing because you're taught don't judge your kid based off other kids, right? Whether educationally, academically, or sports-wise, physically. All that. You just, hey, your kid is your kid is your kid. Even if you have multiple kids, right? You don't want to, well, she did this faster than she did. You don't want to do that. It's hard, but you don't want to do that. But the best part about it is when you're out and about. Like, I remember she started playing soccer like 3, like, you know, just really out there kicking the ball. But she was kind of good. And it wasn't as if I was Pele's nephew or something. I don't know. She was just kind of good. I played a little bit back in my day. But I wasn't teaching her like that. She just liked to kick at the ball, as she would say at that time. And I remember parents would mosey on her. Hadn't said anything in the first 2 weeks or anything. They both so how long has she been playing? Like, they need to justify why your daughter's good. How long has she been playing? Yeah. Oh, yeah. So she's been on this team before? You're like, no, this is her first 2 weeks. It's like, your daughter, she's
good.
She's just
in.
Good.
Rub it in.
No, I'm not. It's just, I don't even rub it in because I'm blown away. But, like, it cracks me up that they have to, like, you know, I need to justify the reason why my daughter or my son isn't doing that. They just did that at the park the other day. My one and a half, she'll be 2 in July. She's doing things and climbing up stuff. Even I'm like, well, you can climb that. Okay. And Barry's like, how old is she? I'm like, oh, I don't know. 17, 18 months. She'll be 2 in July. And they're like, he or she's like 16. Like, yeah, yeah. Those few months, that's when it happens. Like, she'll catch up to you. I'm like, you don't have to do that. This makes it weird.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do that. Like, don't make it weird. We're like, now I got to judge your kid. And then it's a whole weird.
Oh, so now Kevin has a park voice too. He's
yeah. Hey, listen, the guy can't have multiple talents, Joel. You gotta criticize the
this
way
was
behaves.
All my way of saying I'm about to LeVar ball it. Yeah, we coming. The Washington girls, we coming.
Hey, look, there's too many helicopter parents out there that if you can humble them early on and let them know, oh, my kid just started doing that and your kid's not as good as her, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You gotta humble some people.
And if you have multiple kids, each kid is good at other things because one thing, each kid has their strengths. Let's just put it that way. You're like, you know, what in the world, girl? You don't get that, but then the other one is better at that, and so you enjoy it. Parenthood is a whoo, that's a real thing,
yeah,
brother.
Give and take.
That's
yeah.
a real thing. They tell you about it, and you know it's hard none until you have kids. Let me tell you, you've just done like 12 hours of radio, which is incredible, by the way. By the way, the fact that you have a voice is remarkable, but that comes from all that working out at 1 a.m.
It's not.
Because, man, I tell you, if I did, I got to go do TV later on. But the last little bit of my show, man, thank you for watching.
Yeah, but when you come from weekend overnights, like I worked weekend overnights, and sometimes you would do daylight savings. So your four-hour show solo would turn into 5.
I never thought about that.
And it ain't like you're going to get guests. You're not getting any guests that are going to come on at that time. So you just got to let it fly. And he can't go to the calls because they've had an extra hour to drink. So everybody's going to get thrown off the air. So you have to learn how to. So on my home, when I go into a show, I think, all right, 5 hours, middle of the night, daylight savings, everybody's hammered, no guest, go. And then everything else is easy. So this is easy.
So you're a tunnel. You're like a tunnel vision. I'm locked in kind of guy, aren't you?
Locked in. Yeah.
I can tell. That's a good thing.
Yeah. When he's at the gym, he's got the hat down low.
You know what? I bet you.
On.
I know. I bet you. I know this because there's only two people in life.
It's like 8 Mile, Joel.
There's two. Doom 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 doom. You old mom spaghetti. There's two people in life. I figured this out a couple of months ago. I met my buddy. I was like, "Yo, man." He came up to the job. I was like, "Cool, let's go grab a bite." He drove separately. And we pulled into the area, a bunch of restaurants and all that. There's two people in life. Where are you? Are you, and I think I have a feeling based off what I'm hearing from you. Do you immediately just park? Like, hey, there's, you know, first parking spot. It could be far. I don't care. I'm not in the mood to fight traffic and fight trying to find a spot. I'm just taking this first one. Get in there. Let's go. Or are you a drive around, loop around? I'm going to find me a spot. You're the first?
First one.
I knew it.
Yeah.
So there's something about you're organized, aren't you?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yep.
Yeah.
You like plans, don't you? Like,
yeah. Like, and it made it a little easier.
They're a personality trait. No, I'm serious. Like, so my buddy, he did that. Immediately turns in, boom, find a spot way out there. Doesn't care. Just, I don't feel like me, I'm boom, boom, music on, boom, boom. Excuse me. You leave? Oh, you stay? Okay, you just parked? Okay, good. I'm going to find a spot. And what I learned, so we're laughing, we get in there. I say, man, there's two people in life, folks who immediately park. For folks who were going to drive around. And then this has been my best friend since we were like 14. So then I started to think about it. I was like, there's something to this. Like all of our personality things that are different. You know, he needs to plan it out. Hey, we're going to the Lions 49ers game and all the way in September. I'm going to get a room now. Why are you getting a room? What, brother, it's April. He's that. He's or yeah. Hey, you want to go? Tell me now. And I'm more like, hey, man, we'll figure it out, you know. And so there's personality traits. I'm starting to. That's why I knew you would park immediately.
Yeah, so I park immediately, but I also, I'm the type of person where I will stay up. I don't like waking up to a mess. So, like, I won't plan a vacation out too far in advance because it'll just, like, I got other things going on. I don't even want to think about it that far. But, like, my wife and I will have this back and forth to where I'll tell her, like, hey, you know, I'll stay up and do the dishes. No, we'll just get them in the morning. I was like, that doesn't work for me. Like, I don't want to wake up and realize, okay, it's still there. Like, I don't want it sitting in the back of my mind. Like, I got to wake up and do that. So I will stay. Like, if we have a big family party, like she's Mexican. So her family will come over for tamale night around the holidays. And it is, it's just a disaster. I mean, it's
right,
fun,
right.
But they're making them from scratch.
Yeah.
There's stuff everywhere. And so I stayed up and until like 4 a.m, ended up cleaning all of this stuff up and just, you know, because I can't wake up. So
who's the more free willing, it'll happen, we'll make sense of it, go with the flow? It's her?
Oh, her, 100%.
Every couple has that person. My wife and I are probably closer to each other in that regard than most, but she's by far the more organized together. I don't even know. I just open the door and the boxes of diapers for the girls are already there. I open it. Like, everything's already systematic.
Steps ahead.
Yep, steps ahead. I go to the school. Hi, I am here because I am supposed. We know you're supposed to fill out the form. Fill it out. Here it is. Your wife already called. Oh, okay. Like, she's that one.
Yeah.
And then I'm the more, like, right brain creative. Like, that's so each couple has that. And I can,
See, Jonas is the perfect host, though, because in the hood, ain't nobody leaving till this kitchen clean.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't leave.
Though the hood does grow up, though. Every now and again, you got the aunt who will grow up and she'll be like, go ahead, baby. Y'all get home safe. I'll take care of it. You know, auntie, you sure go ahead, baby. You know, but you're right. Everybody going to put, hey, grab a hefty bag. Start putting that trash up. Start putting some trash up around there. Yeah, but that's a sign of when you made it, when you start. Like, no, I got it. It's cool. That's when you're like, oh, they have made it.
Yeah.
They have arrived. They let us leave. They got the good Tupperware to go. Like, we don't have a paper plate that's going to disintegrate by the time we get home.
That's the other one. My wife's family, I don't know if they invented this, but I don't know why they still think this works. To where me, like, you know, listen, you grab a plate, you put the plastic wrap over the top so nothing falls off.
They double
then
plate?
They double plate it. One over the top, one over the bottom.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not a plate cheeseburger. Like, stuff's falling out of the middle.
I'm thinking that's a PLC. That's a people of color thing.
Okay.
I double play very well. I do it very well, too.
Here's why. Aluminum foil, that's like gold. And like, so we use it a lot, but like, what are you, let me see what you're using it on. We get real judgmental about, hey, whoa. Oh, you could have double played that.
Remember when Ding Dongs used to be in aluminum foil back in the day?
I don't remember that.
Ding Dongs, and they always looked better because they were in aluminum foil. Sorry, that just off the top of my head.
You had to have stopped eating those like 20 years.
Oh, yeah. It's been a long time.
Because you haven't even looked at a carb in 20 years. Not let alone ate one. You haven't looked at a carb.
I had a Cadbury cream egg yesterday.
And you felt horrible about it, didn't you?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Look at you. What are my life decisions? What am I doing?
Jog 2 miles.
Meanwhile, I'm literally in the bed, quote unquote, early. Won't even tell you what time I went to bed, getting ready to do the show with a Twix, a Snickers, and a Three Musketeers. I'm like, real quick, little midnight snack.
Okay, so you were saying the aluminum foil, that was gold.
Yeah, you can't just get crazy with the aluminum foil. Like, it's a weird thing, but like barbecue gets aluminum foil. Am I right, Joe? Like the big tin of barbecue?
That's right.
We got aluminum foil. I don't know what that is, a weird thing. Let me go, when I get back to the black delegation, we have our meeting. Like, I'm going to figure out what that is. Like, we need, because listen, my people, we do have to have some meetings about some things. Like, all
right, that's right. Don't come in here with brand new Tupperware.
Oh, it's gonna come up missing.
Oh, that's how that works.
Yeah, you can't, if you took someone's like glass, like, what is that even? Is it even Tupperware or just glassware? Yeah, it's like,
is that
there
like,
has been family that haven't spoken to each other 20 years because somebody took the glass Tupperware.
Is that
glassware.
Like, is that like the catalytic converter of
there you go.
Of dishware?
There you don't get caught slipping. Don't get caught slipping.
Somebody's got a saw underneath your car and they're doing some work.
You bring the pan that's looked like it's been through it. But here's the other thing. We want that because like the spirits are in that pan. Like the ancestors have put the seasoning in that pan that has looks like it's been through hell. The one, Joel, the one you pick up and the handle starts twirling, that's the best one.
Oh, man.
That's the best one. Yeah, get me started on that.
Yeah.
I have stereotype. I know whoever makes the barbecue. See, I don't want you to make. You're too healthy looking.
His sauce ain't going to be.
Somebody who makes the barbecue.
That's judgmental, Joel.
Somebody who makes the barbecue has to be a bit overweight for me.
Big elbows.
Big elbows. Got the little. Like Zion Williams is going to tear the game up barbecue game in 20 years. And 30 years, not now, he's still in great shape. He's a world-class athlete. But 30 years, Booger McFarland looking Zion, barbecue's going to be fine.
Let's get after it. And that concludes our preview of the NBA playoffs here on the Dan Patrick Show. He is Kelvin Washington. I'm Jonas Knox in for Dan Patrick and the guys. Coming up next, though, we could have ourselves something, a plan in the NFL, somebody who had an opportunity to do something great and it completely backfired. We'll get into that for you. That's next here on the Dan Patrick Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Dan Patrick Show. Kelvin Washington, Jonas Knox in for Dan Patrick and the guys. Coming up in, we'll call it a little over 15 minutes from now, we are going to have ourselves a discussion about a move that was made in sports that was heavily criticized. A lot of people not a big fan of it, but it is going to impact you moving forward, and that is you listening to this here moving forward. So we'll have that discussion with you here again a little over 15 minutes from now here on the Dan Patrick Show. We were talking about the overwhelming odds and the change of the odds where you've got Bryce Young, who's now projected to be the number one overall pick of the Carolina Panthers, sitting at number one. And I kind of feel bad for the Houston Texans, and here's why. So they already had their issues with Deshaun Watson. Obviously, he signed a contract extension there, they got rid of his best receiver, DeAndre Hopkins, but he still signed the contract extension after DeAndre was traded. So he gets the contract extension about a year in, or less than a year in, he decides he doesn't want any part of the Houston Texans anymore. And whether or not that was because he knew that there was some stuff coming up around the corner that he had to deal with and thought, I better get out of here and just complain about the organization and move on. So you had the Houston Texans, who had an opportunity to go ahead and get the number one pick, land Bryce Young. Instead, Davis Mills and Lovie Smith, and the team goes out and they win a game that they didn't need to win. They lose out on that. The Bears end up with the number one pick and Houston sitting there too. And then Carolina makes a trade and it looked like, you know what? We were going to end up with the guy we probably were going to take number one in Bryce Young, and he was just going to fall in our lap at number two, and we were going to end up living happily ever after. And all the idea of us missing out on that because we won a meaningless game, it was going to work out because Carolina was projected to take CJ Stroud because all the odds shifted. And now because of this test, this intelligence test that Bryce Young did, because he's so smart and everybody loves the guy so damn much, as we talked about earlier, now Houston's going to end up not getting the quarterback they wanted. And so that loss the final week of the season looms even larger now that they're going to end up taking CJ Stroud, who everybody likes a lot. I mean, he's still going to be the number two overall pick, but it's not the guy they would have landed and would have coveted had they just lost that final game of the season. That's a tanking situation.
Yeah,
that did not go well.
It didn't go well. And I think the football gods and the, you know, culture setting and all of that tells you not to tank. And look, if you're a player, it's always harder for the player to tank, especially like we often talk about, like that's what we do in sports, right? We're going to talk about the stars. We're going to talk about the big players. But there's a lot of players on, especially the NFL, dude. You got 53 dudes. We're outside of maybe 10 of them, and that might be giving some teams some. I'm not a star, and I don't even know if my next year I'm going to be in this league.
Yeah.
I got to compete.
Yeah.
I need tape. My agent has to be like, yo, did you see what this kid that did? And so the idea of just tanking for a – I never know. How many – let's say I am going to remain on this team and we tank. And then we go get Joe Blow, whoever it may be, and all of a sudden he's all right. He's not that great. And now we're out here tanking. We're not winning. We're not playing well. Maybe I didn't get certain accolades, because we find out towards the end of the season, what do guys want to do?
Yep.
If I play a certain amount of games, I get a bonus. If I get an extra interception, I get an extra tackle or a sack, or if I get an extra 2 rushing yards. We just talked about the NBA equation. Mikal Bridges, I want to keep my playing streak alive. So he literally played 4 seconds, fouled someone, and got out of the game, right? Guys are conscious of this stuff. So the idea of tanking is easier for us fans, because logically it makes it, if you win, what is one more game, right? If you win, I mean, if you lose, then we can get this draft.
Well, kid, I don't know if I'm going to be here next year. I don't know if that draft pick is going to be good. I don't know anything. All I know is I need to ball out, especially in football. Nothing's guaranteed. They release players like crazy. Guys get hurt like crazy. Man, I'm about to play and play to the best of my ability.
And let me tell you something. Davis Mills and his 4-foot neck don't care at all about what quarterback's coming out of the draft and who's going to be the number one prospect. He's not going to help them find a guy to take his job.
Right.
He's out there trying to win games, and he's trying, to your point, put good film out that teams around the league can look at and go, all right, played well here, played well. Like, the idea that guys are just going to – that's why when people throw out the tanking, like the Dallas Mavericks – that feels like there was some tanking going on. And that's why, you know, the league looked into it, and there's going to be further discussions, because Dallas sat a bunch of guys and they had a top 10 protection in the draft because of some deals that they made. That felt like there was some blatant tanking there. I just don't think that that happens in the NFL. And maybe I'm naive, but I don't think from ground level, the players and the coaches – maybe ownership might not put them in the best position to succeed, but there's a big difference between that and tanking, and I just don't see players going out and wanting to willingly tank just so they can help an organization that would cut ties with them in a heartbeat.
Exactly,
if it was better for the organization.
Well, I think there's like a few different ways of looking at it. I think there's tanked, as in kind of the Mavericks tanked, meaning we didn't tank all season, but this last game or two, we tanked.
Yeah.
Then there's like tanking, what the Houston Rockets would be doing, where it's like, and this would be the football equation, is it's not that the guys aren't playing hard. It's just me, the general manager, and the coaches. We just have the talent that is so bad that even when they're playing hard, they ain't going to win.
Right.
And that's the best way to tank, is where they are competing. They are playing hard. We are giving it our all for 17 games, but when you just have a third string, normally would be a third string quarterback starting, when I have cornerbacks that barely would be in the league, have a running back no one's ever hurt, you know what I mean? You can create a system or a situation where we're just a bad team, and that's how you can get away with tanking, because you can look at the league, you can look at your face, hey, we're not tanking, look, we're out there competing, we're just trying to make things happen, we're just not winning. That's how you do it. When you have talented players and you sit them out, whether it be what the Mavericks did, or if you're an NFL team, all of a sudden your quarterback, who's pretty good, isn't playing because he has an unknown injury or a family right. concern, you know, then it's like, all right, they're tanking. When your wide receiver all of a sudden has a pinky toe that hurts, when you know good and well, if this was a game, if we win this, we go to the postseason, you know, he'd be out there.
Yeah.
Now we're tanking. But I think a lot of teams have mastered the way to do it. We're just horrible. You know, like, look, we're just bad. We're just not good. Like, and so we're tanking by just not being good for the next year or two till we get that fill in the blank. Bryce Young, Andrew Luck, Joe Burrow, whoever the guy may be that they believe is the guy.
Yeah, from a player standpoint, I think it's hard to do. From a coach standpoint, man, the NFL is so cutthroat now. It's crazy. Where, look, if in any business, I don't care, like, you listening right now, whatever you do for work, if you, you know, drive an Uber, if you do construction, if you're a bartender, if you work at a gym, like, whatever it is that you do, you're a barista, I don't care what it is. If I told you in your profession, a fourth of you are going to be looking for work every single year, you would say, what? Like, why would I want any part of that? Well, that's like being an NFL coach. Yeah. Like, almost a fourth of coaches are canned every year. So the idea that those guys are going to go out there and say, you know what, for the betterment of the organization, we plan on doing this. How the hell do I know I'm going to be here for a year? How many teams have turned and burned coaches all the time?
And it doesn't matter, Jonas, if you even win. We've seen go, you know, be 12 and obviously 4 previously, but now I'll say 12 and 5 and fire the next year. Like, it doesn't matter. In all of sports, we've seen guys be coach of the year previously, and be fired that offseason. Like, it's crazy how that works, to your point. So, which also makes me feel like, where was the belief system then, if you're the general manager or the owner, right? You bring in this guy to coach this team. You knew the team wasn't great, right? That's why you made some decisions. We need a new quarterback. We need a new coach. We need a new thing. And what were the expectations?
Like, how is this not a system? But this is why the Steelers have been, you can obviously, the last couple of seasons have been great, but why they've been a winning organization, why they have sustained success. They've had, what, three coaches in the last 50 years?
Since the 1960s.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But because they say, look, whether it's Cowher, whether it's Tomlin, all right, that wasn't a great year, which they always are, for the most part, at least solid. But I'm riding with my guy. The ups, the downs, the ebbs, the flows, like, this is my guy. I'm going to give him the tools. I believe in him. We're going to make this thing work. And it's always disappointing to me when you see teams just give up on a guy after a year or two. Like, I can understand. It doesn't make sense. If you know you're bad, you know you've been run badly, very poorly, allow this person to cook. Allow this person to build things, build chemistry, build a flow, build a system. A year and a half, 2 years, what am I doing?
Jim Caldwell, your Lions.
Yep. I've mentioned this, and I just said a lot of times tongue-in-cheek. But seriously, the Lions had been mediocre, probably at best, for a, and that might be a giving them a big time some love. They were bad to, for most of my entire life. Caldwell gets there. You've got a quarterback that's very talented, maybe not a Hall of Famer, maybe, depending on how the trajectory goes. You have an insane, arguably top 3-4 wide receiver of all time in Calvin Johnson. You have Fairley and Ndamukong Suh and all these guys, Darius Slay. You have a great defense at that time, and you're playing well. And they're a picked-up flag away from playing the Dallas Cowboys from going to the next round, and you let that guy go for an unproven?
That's
Matt Patricia?
I'm so glad you bring that up. And Cowboy fans and the fanboys of Dallas still complain and they, you know, cry about the
catch,
Dez Bryant catch in Lambeau Field. And you go, hey, man, do you remember the week before, like when the Lions got jobbed in that game? Because you guys probably should have won that game.
Multiple
Detroit probably should have won that game at Dallas and got screwed. But still, Cowboy fans only cry about, the Dez Bryant catch at Lambeau Field.
Oh, for sure. So, selective memory for sure. But I use that as an example with the Caldwell is just, look, you're building something. You got a culture. One of the things the Lions were terrible, and Joel, they were always really bad at defensive laps and also just penalties. Just not discipline. And I was there. I was working in radio. A lot of them do, man, I'm trying to hit the club tonight. They were trying to get out of there, hang out. They were, trust me, that 2000, mid-2000 run, I could tell you what I saw. And they were tearing them clubs down. I was working as a glorified street team in radio at the clubs, putting the banners up. And you finally got a system in and a guy that's building things and there's discipline and the guys are playing at their best that they can. And you let that guy go for some random one, and that's what teams do. I'm like, let somebody build. Let somebody cook.
Yeah, it's weird, man. Sport, listen, but, if you're going to tank, just get better at it. You know, that's all we're saying. Just figure out a way to conceal it a little bit more.
Or just say we're not tanking and wink.
Yeah, it is the Dan Patrick Show. We are brought to you by Discover. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you earned doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. He's Calvin Washington. I'm Jonas Knox. And up next here, there is a scenario playing out in the world of sports that's going to change the way you view and are entertained by a live sporting event moving forward. We'll tell you what that is next here on the Dan Patrick Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It's the Dan Patrick Show here, Fox Sports Radio. He's Kelvin Washington. I'm Jonas Knox. Thanks for hanging out with us here on a Tuesday. You know, before we close up shop here, I thought that we would discuss something that would be near and dear to your heart here, okay. Kelvin Washington, right. Mr. TV star, and not just game show TV star. All right. Yeah, obviously you do. Now, how often are you doing Dodger post games?
I do about, it all depends on the season, but around 15, 20 games. I'll get to do some mostly in studio, and then I'll go out there and do some sideline. Shout out to the whole crew there. Everybody at Spectrum Building. Spectrum News 1 is where I am daily. Then you got the Dodgers, Sports in LA, and Spectrum Sports with the Lakers. So it's pretty good. Good opportunity. That's always a good time, man. Hanging out with them, talking shop, and being out at the games is cool too. Obviously, you get to, you know, feel the passion, see the folks, and all the good stuff. So it's fun.
Great cash, homie.
I mean, especially Please.
Listen, man. I'm an ordinary African student, to quote Eddie Murphy from Coming to America.
So you must be a big fan of this pitch clock, though, that Major League Baseball has implemented, because I gotta figure that anybody doing a post game show covering baseball is looking around going, where the hell has this been the last 10, 15 years?
Let me tell you who loves the pitch clock. Nobody loves the pitch clock more than former players who are analysts who are up there.
They
can't wait to get out of there. If you've ever done, and you do a show with ex-athletes, let me tell you let me tell you who wants to talk about sports less than anybody. Ex-athletes. They're like, come on, let's get on up out of here. think about Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley, Ernie, let me tell you something. He's sitting up there. Every day, half the show is about him. We're off at 1 o'clock, Chuck. They're trying to get him off there. So now with this pitch clock, you're speeding it up. We can get out of here where the game's averaging like 2 hours and 10 minutes or so, 10, 15 minutes versus 3 hours. Man, get me out of here. Yeah, this pitch clock has been great. Now, if you're Shohei Ohtani, who's the greatest thing ever, he's setting records as the first person to get hit with the pitch clock as a pitcher and then the pitch clock as a hitter.
Yeah, it's, I mean, look, he is, I can't even imagine how much money that guy's going to get on the open market. I can't even imagine.
Literally, Chase Bank is just going to be like, here, you own it. It's yours.
Whatever you want.
It's yours.
We'll give you ownership stake. Yeah. Maybe that's what the plan is. But, you know, there is with the pitch clock, and these games are being cut down by more than 20 minutes, there is some people that are impacted. It's the people that like to, a little bit of the liver lube.
Yeah.
You know, like to get after it and throw back a couple of cold ones. And apparently, the old deal where they would stop serving beer after the 7th inning, apparently there's now a push in some places to do it into the 8th inning. Is that correct, Lee DeLapp? So we're looking at the 8th inning now is when they're doing last call at Major League Baseball games?
To make up for that lost revenue, yes. Looking to extend that clock.
Because that's the most important thing.
I was just going to say, all right, so let's just continue to increase folks drunk driving.
Right.
Now, listen, I don't know if a matter of, let's say an inning is, 15, 25 minutes. I don't know if it's, they've been going at it all night. I don't know if it's making that big of a difference, Bruce Leroy. But, the fact of the matter is, I was listening to Son. I don't remember what. I was driving one day, listening, and they were talking about it. And it wasn't even from a sports station. It was like a news because they were looking at it from the economic, to your point, standpoint. And they were saying, yes, fans are excited, shorter games. And obviously players, shorter. But they said, you know who the losers? They had on someone who was a concession worker to the point of this conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, I'm losing out because the games are faster, so you're not eating that extra box of popcorn, the candy, the Cracker Jack, the hot dog, whatever. Not let alone just alcohol, but just, you know, you're there. Like, I'll get another hot dog. I'll get another popcorn. I'll get another nacho. He's like, I'm losing because you would have bought that nacho. You'd have gave me $1, $2, $3, whatever, your tip. So with that person, so with that person. And they're losing. I was like, wow, I never thought about that. We think about, obviously, not that you're making all your decisions based on the concession workers, but it's like, man, it's amazing how in life decisions affect a multitude of people.
Well, it's 20 minutes of a game, like in person. And that 20 minutes, like depending on where you are, yeah, that could be, you know, popcorn. That could be a couple of drinks. That could be whatever the case may be. So, yeah, that 20 minutes impacts. And especially in baseball, where they're coming to you in your seats. Like, there's something about being at a baseball game.
That's true.
And we were talking about, you know, the prices to go into games now and all that stuff. But there is still something about being at a baseball game where you're sitting there and you can get some Cracker Jacks, or you can get, you know, a thing of popcorn, or you can get a beer in some ballparks, places like that. And now 20 minutes of that is gone. And that's going to add up at the end of the season. That's going to be hundreds and hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars that those concession workers aren't getting now because they've, you know, wanted to speed up the game for the TV product.
Well, bars might win.
I'm a Tigers fan. I didn't know baseball went nine innings.
Oh, come on, Joel. Man.
Now, don't listen. The Tigers have been in the World Series a few times over the last 10, 15 years. Don't do them like that.
Yeah, come on.
Don't do them. And look how, but yet you rocking hardcore rocking Alliance hat. Ain't gave you
time.
Nothing. Ran Barry Sanders out of sports.
Big time.
And you over here with the Tigers.
Listen, the Tigers, if you want to get paid, play for the Tigers. Then go somewhere and get paid.
Yeah.
Joel's Mr. Detroit. He's got an Eric Kramer tattoo.
I'm in Greek Town by the ninth inning.
Yeah.
Eric Kramer.
You got an Eric Kramer tattoo, Joel?
I love Eric Kramer.
I did too.
Scott Mitchell.
Yeah.
No, the bars are winning for sure, right? Because now it's like, shoot, after the game, you're like, man, you know, you want to go hang out a little bit longer, maybe?
I was going to get something to eat. Now I'll just go across
the
street
and
get
something to eat. Let's just hang out. I said this earlier with, we were talking about the play-in. You know, giving credit to baseball, who's usually slow to adjust, slow to adapt, slow to try things. And by the way, remember, trying doesn't mean it's going to work. But they're trying things. They're trying to, you know, whether this is going to get a younger audience or not, but they're at least trying to find different ways to continue to beautify, to perfect the game. I'm not mad at that at all. You know, I'll give you an example of being late to something. How many people had to die? Literally, I'm not even joking. There's not a single joke in this. Before baseball finally decided to extend the netting. You know how many people died? I mean, literally died before they were like, you know what we should do?
It should have been a no-brainer.
Yeah, and guess how many people have complained about it? No one. Because you're there, you don't even think it. You just see right through it. It's the same thing. You pay top dollar to sit behind home plate. There's a net right in front of you. You don't even think twice. But I've spent thousands or, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars to get these great seats. There's a net there. So why can't we extend it out? And now they've done it, and now folks don't care and folks are safer. Like, baseball is usually last to do things. That's why they always celebrate the ghost.
And also,
if I hear about Mickey Mantle one more time, boy.
Yeah.
Joe DiMaggio. DiMaggio old. Stop telling me about that.
Yeah, and also, look, the NFL, they looked at the extra point and said, this is a throwaway play.
Yep.
Like, we got to do something. They added 13 extra yards, and all of a sudden, kickers started melting down.
You pause before
eyes.
You go get that guacamole.
Yeah.
Now you're like, this ain't automatic seven. Now you're like, hold on.
Like, if this is the Cowboys, you're like, is this guy going to miss another one in a row?
Exactly.
Like, so, yeah, it's completely changed the game. This was fun, K-Dub.
Man, we got to do it again.
Man. Hell yeah.
For sure.
Fast 3 hours here on the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.